Luke, the 24th chapter, Luke 24 and 49. Another thing I'm thankful for is that during all of this, we have prayed for one another. We have worshiped with one another. And not one preacher has asked me to reach to the person next to me and take their hand. I just want to thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Luke 24 and 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. Everybody say, blessed them. And it came to pass that while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. He told them, go to Bethany. He led them there. He blessed them, told them to go to Jerusalem until they'd be endued with power from on high. Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive. Talk to me now. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Would you put your Bibles down, clap your hands, and shout, God bless the word. You may be seated. In North America, there is a concept sometimes of missions and that can be slightly off. I don't know about these other missionaries, only other place I've been blessed. A couple of places, but I've been to Brazil. But I do tell you that where we at, we don't have people chase us down the street begging for the Holy Ghost. We never have them hanging on to our pants legs as we drag them down the street saying, give us the Holy Ghost. It just don't happen where we at. We have to get up and fight the devil every day. If we're going to have victory, we got to pray. People come for a visit, and after a few days, they're like, okay, what do we do? I said, I have to tell you now that every day is not a newsletter day where I'm at. You missionaries know what I'm talking about. We get up just like you do, and we just fight the devil. We do what we got to do to be victorious. But I remember when I went to Belize, that I got started, just my wife and two kids, and we started this church. And when we started it, people flocked in. You can pull a crowd. That don't mean you have a church, but you can pull a crowd. Now, that is a difference there. And so, I had people everywhere, and I learned something real quick. A pound of flesh, whether it's red, yellow, brown, black, or white, a pound of flesh equals a pound of flesh. Humanity is the same everywhere you go. You may be dealing with different cultures, but you're dealing with people. And so these people begin to flock in. My building was packed out. I wish you could have seen my newsletters back then. They looked so good. And I would preach, and people would come to the altar. And it was the most amazing thing. When I would go to pray for them, I would touch their head and they would fall. And so I would catch them and lay them down. And this become, I had people laying everywhere. And I thought, I don't have this gift in the States. I'm not sure what's going on, but man, down here, it's just, this will put you down. And so I found out that they had, now this will blow your mind, something called Christian TV. And they had these hens and other types of chickens, and they had this stuff, but they were learning that from watching TV. And so I said, you know, I finally got a few believers we had together. I said, listen, now we're just having church on this pavilion with a concrete floor. And I said, I'm just going to tell you, I've been slain in the Holy Ghost before. And when I got slain in the Holy Ghost, nobody had to catch me. Nobody had to lay me down. They have taken over my services, laying down. I admit, I said, I've got to do something. Don't catch them. Let them go. We're going to prove what is the Holy Ghost. it didn't take about two or three services of them hitting that concrete. We started having some real church. I'm not interested in a bunch of hype. I want Holy Ghost church. Even though there's counterfeits everywhere, God has still got an apostolic church that has the Holy Ghost power, and it flows in here. It's here tonight. It's real. It's real. It's real. I'm telling you, it's for you. Hey, sinner, if you come into this building tonight and you wonder what's going on, it's called the Holy Ghost power, and it's for you. It's for whosoever will. How do you have church? Should you keep catching them? No, we preach to them, and there really is something called Holy Ghost power that works. And you preach, the conviction falls, and they pray. Amen. Now, I was talking to Brother Lambeth the other night. They do deal with it quite a bit more than us, but I'm going to tell you something. My focus is not on the opium. It's not on witch doctors. It's not on the voodoo and the spells. Amen. When I was there just a short while, they came to me and they said, there's a lady here that if she can get something from your body, hair or something, she'll make a voodoo type of doll and she'll put a spell on you. I said, can she make me skinny? I pulled some hair out and I said, here, give it to her. See what she can do with this. We don't have to be afraid of voodoo and witchcraft. I'm just going to tell you, they're not taking over our services. The Bible said, give no place to the devil. They have no authority. I have no fear of them. That's because we've got the power. They can cast their spells. They can do what they want to. But I'm glad to be one God. We went beyond just a blessing. We got the Holy Ghost power. It's in the church right now. I said the devil can't stop you. Don't you give place to him. He has no authority in your life. You need to stand up with the Holy Ghost and tell the devil, I come against you in the name of the Lord. Shout yes. You may be seated. What do you do when they come? We shake their hand and say, welcome to the Apostolic Church. We think you're going to find something different around here. It'll feel different. Oh, yes, it'll feel different. Now, I say all this to tell you. Now I read it to you about all these people that gathered around and got a blessing from God. But only about 120, over 500 were there, but about 120 showed up to get the power. Don't you think that we're the only ones that's dancing anymore? Every church has got an hour of dancing. And I believe in dancing. Brother Robinson, you've been there. We'll work you over. We make up stuff to do. We worship. But I'm going to tell you, the Baptists are worshiping. The Catholics have their time of dancing. But there's something different about this Jesus name, one God church. I know when we went to Belize, that we had church under this tarpaulin, and that's all they sought us for, and people would make fun of us. And so we would sing our songs, and they'd sit out there and make fun of us. And so I was living in a different village, and we would sing, "When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me, when I think how He died just to set my soul free, I'm going to dance, dance." I know it's a lie, but we try to dance all night. And anyway, we would have that, and they that church that always would pass and make fun, they set up a tent in the village I was living in. Didn't know I lived there. And I heard it one night. The music start, "When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me, I'm gonna dance, dance, dance." There's something lacking in that one. They just can't have church like we have. They try to imitate it, but they can't have it like we got it. Because something's missing called the Holy Ghost power. Oh, I believe that they hear the preacher and they feel good and they feel blessed and they feel good about themselves and they leave with their New Testament. But when you come into an apostolic church like this, to our visitors, let me serve you notice what kind of church this is. This is a one God church. And there's power in that. This is a Jesus name baptizing church. And there's power in that. This is a holiness church. And there's power in that. And you're wondering what's different from this and my church? You need the power of God. Shout yes! Let me see you. Do you have a tambourine over here somewhere? I try to play the bass drum and I can't hold it up that high. Man, I was having where's my friend, Brother Worthen? He was there. I was having the guy back there with the cane. I love old Brother Worthen. But I had a packed out building, and there were some visitors there, and I wasn't paying attention. I'm normally pretty alert, but I was just trying to have church, and things had got started, and I saw everybody looking at me. And so I started looking around. When everybody looks at you with that look, you know, wait a minute. You start personally, and then you go out. And I looked, and there was two girls that come to the front of the church. Brother World, do you remember this? And man, they got dead center of the church, and they would do this. And they had these things hanging way down. And they would do a little shake, and they would turn around, and they would bump together, and it was a mixture of the funky chicken and don't bump no more with a big fat woman. Here they go on. And somebody said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to stand and watch it for just a minute. I've never seen nothing like it." And I said, I finally looked over at our ladies. I said, "Y'all better have church." And the Holy Ghost began to move. Can I tell you that any worship that puts the attention on you is not worship? But as they begin to worship God, they begin to press into the Holy Ghost. Those two girls that came to take over, I looked at them and they put their tambourine down and pushed it up under the seat. They begin to weep and pray. Oh yes, everybody's dancing and shaking the tambourine. But I'm just going to tell you that they just can't play a tambourine like we play it. They can't beat a drum like we play it. They can't have church like we play it. You keep having church, brother. You may have 10 people in your church, but just have church. Somebody's coming. Somebody's getting the Holy Ghost. Somebody's going to be changed. Shout it to the Lord. You may be. You may be seated. I'm trying to hurry. Let me say this. My family, the ladies in my family says, when you're in the States, would you do us a favor and pick up some hairspray for me from Walmart? This is our number one order, it's hairspray. It used to be something called Rave. Can I get an amen from the sisters? Rave. So I go in and I look in the Rave department, the hairspray department, and it's Rave Regular. Then they got Rave 1. Can I get a witness? It's extra hold. Then they got Rave 2. That's super extra hold. Am I on it? If I get into false doctrine, you correct me. Then there's 3 that's super extra hold, super. But then there's 4 that is like absolutely ain't nothing going to happen if you put it on there. And the first few times I was dumb enough to scratch my head and say, why would anybody want regular hairspray when they can get Rave 4? I'm from Louisiana. You can put the Rave 4 on there and say, come on, Hurricane, see what you can do with this. Just go ahead. I hope he comes back. Hey. Why would anybody just want a little touch from God? Why do you even bother getting dressed and coming to church for Rave Regular? Can I just tell you about Tim Joyner? I want the Rave 4. Because if you live long enough, the storms are going to blow. The wind is going to rage. The rain is going to fall. You're going to have some kind of problems. And things are going to happen. But when you get the Holy Ghost power, you get the Rave 4. Come on, spray it on. The devil can't stop you. The devil can't stop you. Does anybody here want a Rave 4 experience? When you leave here, the power of the Holy Ghost, it'll keep you on Monday. It'll keep you on Tuesday. It'll keep you on Wednesday. Now, I believe in all the different programs that Pentecost or Baptists come up with. We've adapted. We use some of them successfully. I had a man ask me, can I get down here and slap around some of you boys? This makes you nervous, don't it? Bless a missionary. They said, do y'all do the 12-step program at your church? I said, well, it depends. Let me give you an example. Say, for instance, I was sitting here, and the preacher priest would be like, 1, 2, 3, 4. For if he was sitting there, it would be a four step. If you're sitting up in the balcony, we wish you luck. Praise God. How many step program you got? Whatever happened to Holy Ghost preaching? We can institute those programs and use them and thank God for them, but there's still something called Holy Ghost preaching. Where the Holy Ghost gets a hold of somebody's heart. We have, you can be seated. Hey man, we have these crusades and man, we pray everything but park benches through. Everybody gets the Holy Ghost. But I really don't keep those big crowds. But when you just bring a neighbor, when you bring a friend, when you bring a family, and they come to church and conviction gets a hold of them, and they come to the altar, and they repent of their sins. I tell our people, I said, if I see you back there dragging somebody to the altar, I'm mad. But when you preachers, and that old burly biker looking guy, he's so tough, he don't cry, and he's standing there and he's... And he grabs the back of the bench, and he's shaking. And you say, come on, God's talking to you, sir. And he steps out. When he gets done, he's crying. His shirt tail's hanging out. His face is bloated from crying. I still believe in repentance. Oh, dear God. We need a revival of repentance where people repent on the altar and they pray through to the Holy Ghost. That's who I keep. Come to the music. Give them glory. Come to the music, please. Please. Look at these. When I was a kid, Mama would buy these. We would grow them, too. They were round, and they had eyes on them. And we would cut their eyes out. And boil them and mash them and season them and put gravy on them. It's called potatoes. This is blowing our young generation's mind. It don't come in a box with a microwave instruction. I mean, it does now, but it used to. And then we would buy popcorn in these jars and you put them in the pan and you put them on the fire and you put them in the butter and you shook them. You know how we get folks to get the Holy Ghost? You know, it's similar. We're in an age of microwave right now. But we need some good old tarrying in the altars. When it comes to church, it ought not to be the microwave age. When it comes to church, it ought to be something that says, I'm willing to lay here on the altar. I'm willing to pray and weep and seek God until something falls in the house. Does anybody need something from God tonight? I'm just telling you, there's a raid for Holy Ghost power flowing in this building. You've got to be willing to sacrifice. You've got to be willing to pray. You've got to be willing to worship God. But you can have your healing in this building tonight. You can have your deliverance in this building tonight. Hey, 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 hey. what I'm challenging you to do in this closing. I'm challenging you to go beyond just coming to church and feeling churchy. I'm challenging you to go beyond just getting a blessing. I'm challenging you to go beyond just going to church and paying your tithes. I'm challenging you to give in missions too. Amen. No, praise God. You've got to go beyond. And see, I'm tired of just having regular old church. I'm tired of just going through the routine. I'm coming to camp meeting 2013. I'm making a commitment to God. I'm going beyond. I'm going beyond. I'm going beyond. Somebody give them glory. What kind of church is this? What kind of church is this? This is a hand clapping, foot stomping, out running. One God, Jesus' name.